News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, it's 3:22 p.m. on Wednesday, October the 20th. A little bit of breaking news here for you. So, story just breaking right now. One of our congressmen, U.S. Representative Barry Moore, great guy, very conservative guy. I served with him in the state legislature, and I really appreciate the fact that he's in Congress now. But he has just called this afternoon on the Department of Defense, the Secretary of Defense, to immediately delay the military vaccine mandate. I'm looking at the story right now. It's up on Yellowhammer as we speak. Written by Dylan Smith. He says in here that many have expressed concern over the Biden administration's requirements for U.S. military personnel to become vaccinated, and a member of Alabama's congressional delegation is taking his disapproval of the edict to the U.S. Department of Defense. Keep in mind that Barry Moore represents the part of the state that also has Fort Rucker, a major, major installation in the entire military period, because that's where you go for helicopter training. If you're flying a helicopter for the U.S. military, especially the Army, that's where you're going to wind up going. And not to mention the number of internationals that also train there. And Barry Moore is calling on the DOD to slow roll this issue of having vaccine mandates because of what he believes is going to happen with readiness. It states in here, while the development of three COVID-19 vaccines was a true testament to the ingenuity and commitment of the American people, the recent efforts to force these vaccines or vaccinations on millions of Americans goes against the principles of freedom and individual liberty that we hold dear. And I do agree wholeheartedly. The letter cites the concerns expressed by both civilian and military members of the medical community. And one of the professionals Moore has been in contact with regarding the issue is Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long at Fort Rucker, Alabama. Moore offered to present her sworn affidavit on the issue to the DOD chief. That's interesting. So he's got a military member speaking out with him. And, He points out that Fort Rucker and Maxwell Air Force Base are potentially in his district, I guess. Yeah, that's right. He's in Martha Roby's former district, so I guess he would have Maxwell or at least a portion of that community. And he's saying our district is full of proud Americans who have served their country, whose patriotism is unquestioned, and his job as an elected representative is to protect Americans' freedom and liberty for the next generation, and he's proud to stand alongside those who are protesting these unjust mandates. Good for him. Thank you, Representative Moore, and we'll work to get him on the show here in the next couple of days. What a great guy. And I love knowing that he's up there. He was endorsed, by the way, by Club for Growth. And for those who don't know, Club for Growth is one of the most conservative organizations in the nation. And on the very first day we had Right Side Radio, I had the president of Club for Growth, David McIntosh, on the show, which was a wonderful experience. I am also a Club for Growth fellow. And so their principles are typically always in line with mine and with this show's. And so I appreciate Barry Moore, Congressman Barry Moore, taking the stance that he has taken. And we'll work to get him on the show in the next couple of days to talk about what response, if any, he's going to get from Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Now, here's the other piece of breaking news, 3:25 p.m., not quite breaking because it's had a couple of days to dwell. But you may recall that a few weeks ago, probably about 5 or 6 weeks ago, actually, we had a guy by the name of Michael Durant on the show. And he was on talking to us about military issues, about Afghanistan. And if you remember, Mike Durant was basically became famous. He was a retired CW4, which, by the way, in chief warrant officer language, the highest you can go is CW5. So he was just about, you know, at that invincible place that no one knows what to do with. When you reach CW5, generals not even sure whether they salute you or not. But Mike was a CW4 aviator. He flew with the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, the Nighthawks. Nighthawks? I got it wrong. Anyway, the Night Stalkers. But the reality is Mike Durant flew special operations missions for SEALs and Rangers and Green Berets, and he was one of the pilots shot down in the Battle of Mogadishu that became known as Black Hawk Down in the famous book and the movie. Mike Durant is living in Huntsville, is a very successful businessman now, a defense contractor, who just announced in the last couple of days that he is now running for the U.S. Senate against Mo Brooks and Katie Britt and Linda Blanchard and Jessica Taylor. So we have a pretty full race. I've been in contact with his folks just this morning, and we should be having him on the show hopefully Thursday or Friday of this week. And that's Mike Durant, who has been on the show once before. Has a long legacy of extremely highly decorated military service, and is now running for the U.S. Senate for Alabama. That race has got even more interesting. So we'll see how that plays out. But folks, I'm telling you right now, the news is good in terms of people that are willing to take a stand, verbally at the very least, against vaccine mandates. I am hopeful that we're going to wind up seeing some things happening in the state of Alabama that literally push back in a hard and definitive and concrete way. And I do understand that there is concern by those in the business community. I get it. When I got elected in 2010, I was one of those who, even though I'm a lawyer, I like to say that even though I'm a lawyer, I'm not litigious. I knew that we had to overcome the days of what we called tort hell, where basically businesses were being run into the ground by frivolous lawsuits. And I don't ever want to see us go back to that day. However, I will say this. There is a fine line that can and should be walked, that we deal with the rights of employees to not lose their livelihood because a business chooses to make them make a health decision because the business is scared about what the federal government is going to say or do. We need more In-N-Out Burger attitudes is what I'm saying. Bring in a healthy dose of In-N-Out Burger to Alabama. But that's going to take our legislature to stand up. We already had one of our own, State Senator Arthur Orr, who, by the way, was ranked one of the most conservative members of the legislature in the Alabama Policy Institute's legislative scorecard this year. He's one of only four senators who scored 100. Just the other day, he came out and called for Governor Ivey to go ahead and issue an executive order banning vaccine mandates in the state. He's the only one I know of that has done that, and I'm glad he did. What we need now is legislative action that will do something concrete, something like what our Attorney General has called for. AG Steve Marshall came on the show last week and said there's a couple things that could easily be done in special session by the legislature, and he believes they should. So there's leadership. Now we need action. We come back from this break right now. I've got Scott Buttram, who is the publisher at the Trustful Tribune, is going to come on. Going to talk a little politics, a little state politics. What's he think about what's happening? He's got his ear to the ground. And we'll see what he has to say about our state legislature, whether they will or will not take action. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back.